It's 3 minutes to eight on breakfast. Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. And Warwick, in cycling, unbelievable, another embarrassing drug matter for the sport this morning.
Yes, Fran, as they're revealing the course for next year's Tour de France over there in Paris, over here in Australia, RN Breakfast can reveal what has been described as a gross breach of procedures by officials dealing with a case of an elite Australian cyclist accused of a possible doping violation. The cyclist, known only as XZTT, he was tested while competing in China in 2010. After it took cycling officials almost 5 months instead of the prescribed 7 days to notify the cyclist of the positive test, he's taken the matter to the Administrative Appeals Tribunal here in Australia. And there, Justice Duncan Kerr, the president of the AAT, concluded that the tribunal must set aside two decisions by the Anti-Doping Rule Violation Panel to make an entry into the register of findings under the National Anti-Doping Scheme. And Justice Kerr said cycling officials had not followed correct procedures. And he also implicitly criticised ASADA, that's the Australian Sports Anti-Doping Agency, for effectively not understanding its own legislation. The cyclist has successfully argued that the delay prejudiced his ability to prepare a defence. It's also left XZTT in a position where he would have to repay a sponsor an amount of around €145,000 when he entered into the sponsorship deal after the sample was given in China, but before he was notified of the result, he said in his contract he'd not tested positive to a prohibited substance. Depending on what happens next, there may now be an appeal to the federal court, but whatever the final outcome, legal experts say the case will affect the manner in which ASADA deals with cases referred to it by sporting bodies for a long time into the future. In the AFL, there's more than a whiff of scandal emerging from Adelaide and even Sydney and Brisbane about the secret deal done with Kurt Tippett. A former head of the Crows football department is said to have struck an agreement with Tippett's management that allowed him to return to Queensland at the end of a 2-year contract. The AFL was not informed of this deal until this week. A full investigation is now underway. The worst case scenario is that Tippett could be deregistered as an AFL player, his Brisbane-based management punished, and the Crows fined and docked draft picks. And the investigation might also uncover why, rather than one of the Queensland AFL teams, Tippett was, before all these revelations, heading to Sydney to join the Swans. And really, that's the thing that's sticking in the craw of the Crows at the moment. And in cricket, Ricky Ponting and Callum Ferguson put their names squarely in front of the Test selectors in separate Sheffield Shield matches yesterday. Ponting, the low-flying pull through mid-wicket, as ferocious as ever, scored 162 not for the Tasmanians against Victoria, and Ferguson made 164 for South Australia against the Queenslanders. I'll be back with more sport tomorrow, Fran.